on. Let us say hallelujah. Let us say praise our great God. Because we can take our problems and cares unto Jesus and leave it there. Ain't nothing wrong in having a little talk with Jesus. Because he's the only one that can make it all right. He'll make it all right. Jesus can fix it. But I don't care what the problem is. Jesus can fix it. Take your cares and your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. Cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Mama said she loved me, but she might be lying too. Am I right about it? But Jesus said he loved me. Am I right? He will never leave me. He will never forsake me. And he gave his life for me. Am I right about it? So people say they might love you, but nobody can love you like Jesus. Am I right about it? He loved you so much that he will lay down his life for you. Then he asked you a question. He says, you are my friend. If you do whatsoever I command you to do. All right, everybody. I know if Jesus commanded me to jump off a cliff, I jump off a cliff because he can bring me back to life. All right, everybody. If he said run through that wall, I'm going to run through that wall. And he can make an opening in the wall. All right, everybody. He can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. So we need to come to Jesus. Give him our problems, cast on him our cares, and trust in him. I'm right about it. Trust in him. And he has the answer. I don't have the answer to my problems in life. You don't have the answer to your problems in life. But Jesus has the answer, and he can fix it like nobody else can fix it. Am I right about it? He'll make it all right. Am I right about it? He'll make it all right. And he'll solve the pain in your life. He give you the peace that surpasses all understanding. Am I right about it? And we just want to let you know we're having a good time in the Lord. Ain't nothing wrong with having a good time in the Lord. Am I right about it? I know some of you was out last night kicking up your boots and raising up the roof, thought you were having a good time, but we come here to have a good time in the Lord and to give him the praise, for it is him who I brought us thus far. And like we said this morning, I know that he has brought me too far to leave me now. So I'm going to keep on trusting him. And I'm going to keep walking with the Lord. So we keep saying, Lord, please go with us. No, not that. You need to go with the Lord. Am I right about it? You need to go with the Lord because you don't know where you're going. Am I right about it? You need to walk with the Lord. And then you need to continue to have a little talk with Jesus. Casting all your cares, your burdens, your troubles, your pain, your aches, your doubts and your fears upon Jesus. Cast it all upon him. He can bear all of our burdens. If he's able to bear all of our sins in his body on the cross, think what he can do with all of our burdens. Am I right about it? We serve a great big God. And we ought to be excited, happy, enthused, and encouraged. That we're in the right place. Yeah. That we have an elder brother who cares for us. He not only talked about it, he showed it. Yeah. All right about it? And so we ought to be excited. Don't lose your enthusiasm for the Lord. Right. Perish. Continue to love God with all of your mind, all of your soul, all of your strength, and all of your might. Continue to give it all that you have and continue to surrender to him. And then he's going to do great things among you. He that began a good work in you, he will not stop until it is finished. So you keep working with him and let him work with you, molding you and shaping you. I know you might not be much, but he said, I'm all that I got, so I'm coming to you, Lord, that you might mold me and do me like the potter does the clay. All right, everybody. So perish, continue to let him mold you and make you. Let him be the potter, and you just be the clay, and he'll make you what he wants you to be. So don't become discouraged. Don't become weary. Continue to lift one another up in prayer. Continue to encourage one another. Am I right about it? And then continue to lift up the man of God. Lift up his wife. Yeah. Huh? But we need good sound preachers today. Yeah. Not enough preachers preaching sound doctrine. Many are no longer standing in the faith. Many of these so-called gospel pushes are now causing many people to have this faith shipwreck. But continue to support your preacher. He's a sound gospel preacher.
Yeah.
And continue to pray for him.
Yeah.
And you continue to pray for one another.
Yeah.
And I just want to thank you this morning.
Amen. All right.
For you having me back again.
Yeah.
It's a blessing to be in the presence of the saints.
Yeah.
In the house of the righteous.
Yeah.
And to stand before you this morning and declare unto you the unsearchable riches of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And I count it a pleasure and an honor to speak for God.
Yeah.
I'm not worthy to speak for God. But I'm just thankful that he allowed me to stand in the gateway of the council. And I want to thank Brother and Sister Feaster, that young man and his wife, they're still newlyweds. Uh-huh, they're still honeymooning. Uh-huh, he still got the flame flying. So let's continue to pray for them. They brought me up this morning, and I want to encourage them. That boy and his wife are so talented. He did our website. If you need help with your website, that's the man to go to. I'm going to get Brother Garrett down there in San Diego, and he put some videos up and some microphones up. See, we got to use the resource that the Lord has blessed us with. Because we're all on the same team. Am I right about it? So let's encourage each other. And on a baseball team, we're all on a baseball team. Am I right about it? And all that I want is just my turn at bat. Just give me my turn at bat. If I strike out on anything, that's all right. I have my turn at bat. And so let's continue to work together for the cause of Christ. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's all about him. All right? About him who died for us. It's about bringing glory to him. And when we bring glory to him, we bring glory to the church, and we bring glory to one another. Am I right about it? And so let's not go weary in well-doing. But we got a long way to go. And we want to say to our visitors and guests, if this is your first time to the Church of Christ, you are an honored guest here at the Perry Street Church of Christ. We honor your presence here this morning, and we pray that your stay with us and your study with us will be one of enjoyment as we investigate God's Word. We're not here just to talk with a bunch of rebels and our opinion, our petty thoughts and ideas. We're here to investigate the Word of God.
That's right.
But it's the Word of God that is able to save us. Am I right? And it's quick and it's powerful and it's sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing of sunder of joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intent of the heart. And so if you come with a hard heart, I have a hammer here that will break the rock in the pieces. Am I right about it? And so we pray. We'll break it up. And I'm like Jeremiah. It's just like fire all in my bones, you know what I mean? And so, I'm so happy to see Sister Hazel this morning. So glad to see her again. It was a wonder to have her in the audience. And your presence here this morning is indicative of the fact that you're concerned about your soul's salvation. Now, when I finish giving this message this morning, we're going to be standing and we're going to sing a song, and that's a song of encouragement, inviting you to come and give your life to Jesus. Not give it to the brethren of this church, not give it to the preacher of the church, but to give your life to Jesus, because it's Jesus is the one who extends the invitation. It's not my invitation. It's the Lord's invitation. And we pray that you will come down the aisle and give your life to Jesus. Give your life to Jesus, because you can't bury your life without Jesus. You can't improve on your life without Jesus. Am I right about it? And so you need to give yourself to Jesus. Surrender your ways. Submit your ways to his ways. And let him lead you throughout the days of your life. Jesus rules with all power in his hand. Jesus rules with all power in his hand. In his hand. They tell me that he died on Friday evening. Tell me that he rose on Sunday morning. for Jesus rose with all power in his hand, in his hand. My Jesus rose with all power in his hand. Jesus rose with all power in his hand. In his hand, they tell me that he died one Friday evening. Tell me that he rose on Sunday morning. Jesus rose with all power in his hand. In his hand, they tell me it was early one Sunday morning. Tell me it was just about the break of day. They tell me it was early one Sunday morning. Tell me it was just about the break of day. They tell me it was early one Sunday morning. Tell me it was just about the break of day that Jesus rose with a power in his hand, in his hand. My Jesus rose with a power in his hand. Lord Jesus rose with a power in his hand. In his hand, they tell me that he died one Friday evening. Tell me that he rose on Sunday morning. And Jesus rose with all power in his hand. In his hand, they tell me that the angel came down from tell me it was just those thrown away. They tell me that the angel came down from glory. Tell me that he rose up from glory. They tell me that the angel came down from glory. Tell me that he rose up from glory. And Jesus rose with all power in his hand. Jesus rose with all power in his hand. Yeah, Lord, Jesus rose with all power.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, in his hand, they tell me that he died one Friday. Tell me that he rose on Sunday. And Jesus rose with all power in his hand, in his hand. Let the church say amen. Oh, this is resurrection morning. The world says it's resurrection morning, but we in the Church of Christ know that every Lord's Day is resurrection morning. Am I right about it? Every first day of the week, we come together to celebrate his death, his burial, and most of all, his resurrection. Jesus rose with all power in his hand. What? There be some in our world today say that if Christ be not risen, and I'm here to challenge them on that fact. I know that Jesus rose from the dead. I know that he lived because he lives in me. And I live in him. Now, for in him we live, we move, and we have our very being. But there are some skeptics who said Christ be not raised from the dead. Well, Romans 3:3 asked the question, preacher. He said, now what? If some do not believe, does their belief make the faith of God of none effect? But the Bible said, let God be true, and every man is just an old liar. Am I right about it? And so, I've trusted in God. I believe every word that God said. For all scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for reproof, for, come on, correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God might be complete, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Well, our scripture is taken from 1 Corinthians 15:12-19. And we want to talk about, if Christ be not risen. If Christ be not risen. You see, nothing is a greater feast than the so-called Easter celebration. That word appeared one time in the Bible in Acts 4:12. But if you read Acts 4:11, and talk about the day of unleavened bread. In other words, it was the Passover. Am I right about it? And the Passover was celebrated by the Jews, and the Jews only. The Passover, not Easter. That is the word that the English translators put in there. That's part of Catholicism. That's man's interpretation. Am I right about it? And the thing about Easter, what does a rabbit have to do with Easter? And what does a rabbit have to do with eggs? A blue rabbit that gives out. it was drawn up by men in the hearts of men. Am I right about it? And so many are caught up in this Easter celebration, especially those who do not believe in the literal resurrection of Jesus. Our text says now, in verse 12, if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? You see, the Sadducees didn't believe in the resurrection of the dead. And that philosophy had crept over into the church at Corinth. Now there were some in the church at Corinth saying that Christ be not raised from the dead, that there is no resurrection. But if there be, verse 13, no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ be not risen, then what I'm doing up here today is just all in vain. Am I right about it? God, can the Bible tell me in 1 Corinthians 1, it pleases God through the foolishness of preaching to save them that would believe. Then my preaching would be in vain, and God would just be a liar. Am I right about it? Because preaching pleases God.
That's right.
He said, my preaching is vain. Your faith is also vain. And yet we are found false witnesses of God because we have testified. Then Paul said, we and the apostles have testified that God raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rises not. We still got some in our day world today. To take the literal resurrection that never ever happened. Literal theology considered his resurrection a myth. They tried to make it a useful myth by promoting it as some kind of positive reinforcement. Their message is something like the following. It says, you know what? No matter how low you sink in life, the Easter story tells you to get up and keep going. All you have to do is come here once a year, hear the Easter story, and that should give you enough strength to keep going for another year. You keep going and doing your own thing, walking in your own way. But Jeremiah said, it's not a man that walketh to direct his own steps. That's why he says in the next verse, oh Lord, correct me. So you need to be corrected when you follow this false doctrine. Am I right about it? Actually, it's hard to define a non-resurrection theology. And it's even harder to find any value in it. You see, when the basis of hope is cut out from under hope, hope become hopeless. Am I right about it? The resurrection of Jesus Christ gives us hope. But if they say that there be no resurrection, then there is no hope. So all we're doing is in vain. We're just wasting our time. Just sounding brass and tickling cymbals. No. Yeah. If there be no resurrection, believing in the resurrection of Christ is necessary, because it's His resurrection that gives vindication to everything else that the Bible teaches. If Christ be not risen, there will be no gospel. Am I right about it? If Christ be not risen, there will be no good news. Because there's no good news in a man dying. Am I right about it? Man is dying every day and causing people to have sorrow and mourning and woe. Am I right about it? And emptiness. There's no good news in somebody dying. There's no good news that Jesus dying.
No, that's true.
There's no good news in it. No? If Christ be not risen, there is no salvation and no hope. And if Christ be not risen, all of Jesus' teachings would be more mere philosophy without authority. Calvary would have been another case of cruel injustice.
Yeah.
And life that had been sacrificed in vain.
Yeah.
If Christ be not risen, there would be no power, no power in His word. Am I right about it? No power in the perfect, sinless, innocent blood of Jesus to cleanse us from our sin.
Yeah.
If He be not risen. And look how silly these people are. And their reasoning. See what I'm saying? And they're mystical things. In other words, it's just a theory that they have. Because I have proof that He rose. Am I right about it? This is the proof. The Bible is right. It cannot be wrong. This is the proof. And you don't believe, if you won't believe this, you don't believe anything else. You won't believe anything else, but you're so gullible to believe what man says and reject what God says. I don't like that. It don't matter if you don't like it or not. It's not going to change if you don't like it. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word is not going to change because you don't like it. It's going to stand forever. It was here before you got here, and it's going to be here when you're dead and gone. You don't talk about you don't like it. You just don't want to submit to it. That's why you have a rebellious heart. And you're following these so-called religious leaders talking about there is no resurrection. In other words, we can eat and live. Do what you want to do.
Yeah.
We can eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die.
Yeah.
Huh? Sister, I sure wouldn't want to live like that.
Yeah?
Not believing in the resurrection. Well, if Christ be not risen, God's scheme of redemption would be unfinished. There would be no way of salvation. Am I right about it? All the prophecies and all the promises that the Bible makes would just be hollow soothsaying. Am I right about it? Pentecost would not have happened. The church would just be another social movement or a social club. Am I right about it? Yes! And the Bible could not be trusted. If Christ be not risen from the dead, the Lord's day will be a day without significance. Am I right about it? Why come? if the Lord didn't raise up on Sunday morning. That's why on the day of Pentecost, 49 days plus one for the first day of the week, when the church was established. Am I right about it? Why was it established on the first day of the week? Because Jesus rose from the dead on the first day of the week. That's why it was established on the first day of the week. Why did we gather together on the first day of the week? Because Jesus rose.
That's right.
On the first day of the week. So, but preacher, I thought the Sabbath day was the day for us to gather together. God never commanded us to keep the Sabbath. No matter about it. It was done away. It was for the Jews and the Jews only. And that Sabbath law, it was nailed to the cross. Am I right about it? Yeah. And so, if Christ be not risen, then Paul, James, Stephen, Peter, all the saints that was eaten by the lion that burned at the stake, they all died of just futile heroics. Am I right about it? They all that they did was just futile heroics. Just a bunch of myths. All of them died in vain.
Amen.
If Christ be not risen from the dead. Yes! Or Christ be not risen from the dead. Our hope of being raised will be based upon one who could not himself be raised. In other words, we'll be following an imposter. Am I right about it? Who said he could raise himself but couldn't get up. Am I right about it? Yes. If Christ be not risen from the dead, there will be nothing to establish that he is the Son of God. There will be no Christianity because there will be no Christ.
Amen.
He was just being a apostle. Am I right about it? We have no Savior.
That's right.
Am I right about it? We have a grave and we have a body in that grave. Am I right about it? I'm sure that body would still be in that grave, but Jesus said, my life I lay down freely on my own will. Am I right about it? And if I lay it down on my own will, I have the power to raise it up again. Am I right about it? Yes, Jesus, he did no sin. Neither was any guile found in his mouth. Why did Adam die? Adam died because of sin. Am I right about it? Adam died because he sinned and transgressed the law of God. Am I right about it? Some of you out there continue to walk in your sin, because you don't want to do what God tell you to do. You want to do your thing and have it your way. Well, if you want it your way, you ought to go to Burger King and get it your way. Am I right about it? Some of you want to continue in your sins. Well, Jesus couldn't be holding up there because he did no sin. We all are appointed to die. Why? Because we're sinful men.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Right. All right.
Well then, what made Jesus get up from the dead? Death couldn't hold him because he didn't do no sin. Right. He had to become one of us, be made like unto his brethren.
Yeah.
He had to taste death for each and every one of us.
Yeah.
Huh? And so he went down there on Friday night. He wasn't worried about it.
Come on.
He walked right into Satan's house on Friday night and beat him up for a few days. Huh? Satan walked around there, kept knocking there on death's door. Friday night. Death? Is he still there? Yeah, I still got him.
Right.
All right, you still got him. Good, you got it. Saturday morning. Death? Is he still there? I still got the sting on him. My stinger is on him. He's still here.
Oh, good. Come on.
Still here.
Yeah.
All that time he's down there, he's beating up Satan.
Yeah.
Satan trying to run, knock on death's door. Saturday evening. Death, is he still there?
Yeah. Yeah.
I still got my finger on him now. I'm holding him down. I ain't going to let him go.
Good job.
I got it. The Son of God. Mary's baby. Someone heard about it? I got it.
Got
him right where I want him. And I'm not going to let him go.
Yeah.
You know, Devil. Got old Adam. I'm right about it.
Yeah.
But guess there, a couple got away from me.
Yeah.
I see Enoch. He was out there walking.
Yeah.
And I tried to let my stinger on him.
Uh-huh.
But he outwalked me. Got on away from me. Am I right about it?
Yeah.
I seen Elijah out there. Uh-huh. Out there walking. And I got to put my stinger on him. All of a sudden, out of heaven, came chariots of fire. Came down and swept Elijah up. He rolled away on a chariot. But those are the only two that got away from me. But I got Jesus, the Son of God. I got him, and he's right here with me. Saturday evening, I got him. And I ain't going to let him go. I got it. You still got him, Dev? Yeah, I got him.
You got him.
12 o'clock, Saturday for 7 minutes.
Talk to him.
I said, got him.
Talk to him. Got him.
So, Dev, I think you got Paul, Peter, James, you got Hogan, you got Keeble, you got G.P. Hope, Curtis McCullough, you got Paul.
Yeah, come on.
You know, checking. You know what? I better go back there and check it and see if Jeff still got it. Now, I just wait till the sun begins to creep over the horizon. Before God begins to kick away the morning dew from the plants. Before the birds start singing in the air. Then I go by Jeff and see if he still got his finger on. Alright, man? Keep it over there. Jeff, what happened to your nose? What happened to your house, Jeff?
Yeah.
Should I somebody to kick his way out of here? What would you do with him? What happened?
Can't hold him.
Huh? Somebody in the tour of your house, there. Kicked out the window, stuck down the doors, now the walls and the roof about to cave in.
Yeah.
Watch out.
I couldn't hold. He broke the box.
What?
He was too strong for me. Huh? I couldn't keep him. He just got him up from there and broke the bars and the chain that I had him in. He broke the shackles.
Yeah.
And he rose up in my house and all power in heaven and earth is given unto me.
Yeah.
In my own house.
Yeah.
And he did all the captain go.
Yeah.
He let them all go. Freedom.
Huh.
The blood that was shed, it then washed them white as snow. Picked up all of those that died in faith.
Yeah.
You see, before he rose from the dead, his blood had no power.
Right.
But when he got up on resurrection moment,
yes, sir.
He said, all power. Give it unto me, heaven and earth. What did you do, Jesus? I took the sting right out of death. Huh? I conquered the grave. Huh? I served a risen Savior. You know, remember when Mary then went to the tomb?
Come on.
They were crying. How about somebody had taken below them? I don't know where they lay. The angel appeared unto them and sat up on a rock.
Yeah,
who are you looking for? Looking for Jesus. Looking for Jesus. He's not here.
Yeah.
He had him, but he's not here.
Uh-huh.
He was here, but he's not here no more.
Yeah.
He has risen.
That's right.
Come and see the place where he lay. Resurrection power.
That's right.
And so now that he had rose from the dead, I can cast all my cares and my burdens upon him. If he can conquer the grave and beat up hell and beat up the devil in his own house, huh? That's a bad, bad man. You don't want to mess with him. You want to be on the same team that he's on. You want to be on his team. If you're not on his team, you're fighting a losing battle. Huh? You're fighting to lose the battle if you're not on his team. Outside of his team, there's no hope. Because he is all the hope. He's hope of eternal life. He's hope of our spiritual blessings. He's hope of my forgiveness of all my sins. He's hope, my hope for eternal life in heaven. But you know what? I got to keep giving him all that I got. Huh? I mean, sometimes we get so lackadaisical about what our Savior went through. When I think about the death that he suffered for our sins on the cross, the innocent man. Huh? He had to go through that for you and I. Being ostracized and criticized, spat upon and beat upon. Huh? Came to his own about that his own received him not. His own people didn't understand him, brother. Huh? He must have been an outcast from the family. Huh? His mama didn't. She just cursed it up in his heart. She didn't know the meaning of them all. All that he did for us. He said, I laid down my life for you. I laid down for you. And then I took it up again. For your justification. And then you don't want to give it all that you got for my cause. I even took you and gave you some resurrection power.
Amen.
Yeah? When you went into the form of my death, Romans 6 and 1, Paul said that we are dead in sin. What do you do with dead things? You got to bury. Huh? You got to bury dead things. And so in order to get into Christ, you got to get into the form of his death. Like as Christ died and was buried, so too we ought to be died to the love and practice of sin and be buried in the liquid tomb of baptism.
Amen.
But why do we need to go down in baptism? Because that's where we meet the blood that Jesus shed in his death.
Amen.
We can do that to get into the death of Christ.
Yeah.
And when you get into the death of Christ, you contact the innocent blood that was shed on the cross of Christ, and that blood has power, cleansing power, to wash you white as snow. You got to do like Jesus did.
Yeah.
You know, they walked around talking about, oh Lord, we want to see a sign. Huh? The Pharisees and the scholars. Lord, we want to see a sign. Jesus said, because evil, adulterous generation always seek after a sign. There should be no sign. The only sign that's going to be is one like a Jonah who was in the belly of the world for 3 days and nights. That's going to be the only sign. And Jonah was in the heart of the earth and the belly of the well for 3 days and nights. So to the Son of Man should be in the heart of the earth for 3 days and three nights. That's the only time you're going to have. That's the only time you're going to have. So if you want to be raised with them, you first have to die. Am I right about it?
Amen.
You have to die to the love and practice of sin. Be buried with the Lord in the liquid tomb of baptism. Paul said, and over there in Romans 6 and 17, God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine. What was that form of doctrine? Christ died and was buried and rose the third day with all power in his hand. You too got to get into that form. You got to die to the love and practice of sin. Because sin is the enemy of man. Sin will cause you to die. Be buried in the liquid tomb. Then you raise up to walk in newness of life. Huh? You'll be a new creature. When Christ rose from the dead, he rose in newness of life. You too can rise this morning and newness of life because Christ has risen. Huh? He's risen from the dead. He says to me, says to everybody, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And then Paul says over there in Thessalonians, in the next letter, he says, brethren, I would not have you ignorant about those who all have fallen asleep in Christ. They didn't die in vain. They didn't die without any hope. See, Christ gives us hope. Not even in this life, but even in the life to come. Huh? Give for me, 2 Thessalonians 2:4 and 1 Thessalonians 4 and 13. That's where I was. Then we're going to stand and take our seat. 1 Thessalonians 4 and
13. Brothers.
I don't want you to be ignorant
about those who
fall asleep. I teach you, I don't want you to be ignorant about those who fall asleep in Christ Jesus. Huh? Don't you die outside of Christ Jesus. Because there's no hope outside of Christ. All the blessings are inside of Christ. Come on, preacher.
Or to grieve.
I don't want you to grieve.
Like the rest of men.
Like the rest of men who
have no hope.
See, I tell you, the rest of men who without Christ, there is no hope.
Amen.
Come on.
We believe that Jesus died and rose again.
Do you believe that?
Yes.
Huh? You can't even come to God unless you believe that he died, rose again the third day.
That's right.
If you don't believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ, you cannot be saved. Go ahead.
And so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him.
And then the fact that when Jesus come back again, he said, I'm going to bring all the saints with me who died in me, who died in hope. See, outside of Christ, I told you there's no hope. Huh?
Right.
He said, when I come back, I'm going to bring the saints back with me. Go ahead.
According to the Lord's own word, we tell you that we who are still alive.
He said, now those of us who are still alive,
who are left till the coming of the Lord,
who are left till the coming of the Lord,
will certainly not precede those.
You're not going before those that went before you.
Amen.
And they're not going before us who are still down here on the earth when Jesus comes.
Right.
Huh? You are not going before they that are in Christ, that come back with Christ.
Yeah.
And they're not going before us.
Right.
You're not going ahead. That's what that word means.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to prevent those. We're all going to be right. Get on the car. Come on.
For the Lord himself will come down from heaven.
God, Jesus himself is going to come down from heaven.
With a loud command.
With a loud command. He's going to sound forth the judgment alarm of all of the angels. And with the angels going to come forth, one foot on the troubled earth and another one on the troubled sea. And he's going to sound the judgment alarm of the angels. And all the ransom of all the angels are going to step out of the Baltic chamber and going to answer the judgment alarm of our Lord. And the Bible said that the dead in Christ is going to rise first. And then we are all going to be caught up together with the Lord to meet him in the cloud and in the air. And there all the ransom and all the saints who have died and lived right and walked right and obeyed the gospel are going to be caught up to meet him in the air. And there we shall forever be with the Lord. We'll be with our resurrected Savior in the grave after a while. And you got to be in Christ. Oh, there's something about Jesus. He's so wonderful. He died for me. We believe that he died. Shed his blood on the cross of Calvary.
Yes.
Believe that he rose again the third day. Without faith, the Bible said it's impossible to please him. He that cometh unto God must believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of him that diligently seeks him. Faith is always moving to do what God commands you to do. Do you have faith? And to do what God commands you to do today. Then, after you have faith that Jesus rose again with all power, heaven and heaven and earth, and that he bought the church with his own precious blood.
Yes.
Jesus don't have many families. He have one family, and they all came in here the same way, by the seed, the word of God. Am I right about it?
Yes.
They all were born of the water and of the seed. Am I right about it? Ephesians 4:5, he said, we all come in here by the washing of water, by the word. Am I right about it? Yes, we have obeyed that form of doctrine. Christ has but one family, all born the same way, all came in here through the water. Am I right about it? We didn't come in here by praying the sinner's prayer. We didn't come in here by raising our hand and asking the Lord to come into our heart. We didn't pray coming here by coming down here and moaning on the bench and carrying for the Holy Ghost. We all came through the washing of water by the word. We all were washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. And did you believe the simple fact that Jesus has but one family, and that one family wears his name, and that one family is called the house of God. The pillar and the ground of the truth is called the body of Christ. It's called the church of Christ, the church of the firstborn. All right about it. Yes, and everybody in here has the name written in the Lamb book of life. Believe that he died. Be willing to repent of your sin. And then that means to turn from the doctrines and the commandments of men that are ruining you. Turn from the doctrine or you're going to burn. Jesus said in Matthew 15:13, every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted, it shall be rooted up. Rooting day is coming. Am I right about it? Don't be followers of the blind, because if the blind lead the blind, they both shall fall in the ditch. Don't follow the blind leaders. You need to follow the word of God. The Bible is right, and it cannot be wrong. Am I right about it? That's why my faith is in what is written. After you repented of your sins, turn to God in his word. Be willing to confess the greatest name on both of tongues, that is that Jesus Christ is the Son of God that rose from the dead the third day. Believe these things. Do it. Say it with all your heart. Believe it with your mouth and confess it with your mouth and confess it with your life. After you have made contact with the blood that was shed on the cross for Calvary, power in the blood of Jesus, would you be free from your burdens of sin? Power in the blood of Jesus, would you over evil victory to win? Power in the blood of Jesus, come for ascending Calvary's tithes. Power in the blood of Jesus. There's nobody like Jesus. Am I right about it? Ain't nobody like my Jesus. And I just want to tell you what he means to me. Let me tell you about my Jesus before I extend the invitation. Nobody like Jesus. He can turn darkness into light.
Yeah.
He can tear despair into delight.
Yeah.
Turmoil into peace. Burden into blessing.
Yeah.
Sorrow into joy.
Yeah.
Emptiness into fullness.
Yeah.
Selfishness into compassion.
Yeah.
Ashes. Misery into glory.
Yeah.
Fear into faith.
Yeah.
Nobody into somebody. Nothing into something. Wickedness into righteousness. Bondage into liberty. Failure into fruitfulness. Defeat into victory. Pain into comfort. Sadness into gladness. Sin into salvation. Death into life. There's nobody like Jesus. If he can do all that, see what he can do with the burden of your life when you come to him this evening. Every step on your feet is the one who want to give the life to Jesus. Come to him by faith, confession, repentance, baptism, and let the blood of Jesus cleanse you from all your sin. No way.